In 2011, when Mark Carver's original trial took place, the defense called no witnesses and did not present any evidence. Now, into the second week of a new hearing for Carver, his current defense attorney, Chris Mumma, is presenting evidence and testimony that she hopes will convince presiding judge Christopher Bragg that Carver's conviction should be overturned. So far, members of Carver's family have testified, as well as DNA experts who have questioned the validity of the touch DNA evidence used to convict Carver. Mumma argued another point that may have led to a different outcome at Carver's trial was the legal representation he received 8 years ago. So on Tuesday, both of Carver's former attorneys took to the stand. The first was David Phillips, now a Superior Court judge. He said Carver would have been, quote, crucified if he took to the stand during his original trial. Mumma asked Judge Phillips if Carver ever admitted to touching Ira Yarmolenko's car or body, to which Judge Phillips replied, no. Carver's other former attorney, Brent Ratchford, said he believed to this day that Mark Carver was innocent, but stood behind decisions the defense counsel made in 2011, which included not to admit an interrogation video of Carver into evidence. Mumma asked Ratchford if he ever tried to obtain Carver's medical records, to which he answered no. Mumma told reporters Carver says he wanted to testify in 2011, but was advised by his then-defense team that he should not. Today, the court may finally get to hear what Carver has to say 8 years later. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Gaston County.